Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Hey, we're back here on our Thursday mornings. Welcome, welcome. Every Thursday we're here at 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Forgot that word there for a second. And we're here talking to you about what's going on in our world and what's going on in hopefully your world, or at least some of the things that are going on in our world are hopefully something you can use in your world. I'm Natasha.
I'm Allegra.
And together we are BYWD, and our mission statement and the things that we are committed to are helping you prioritize yourself, helping you save time, and helping you achieve your goals. And we have it in those three things in that order, because that is the order in which we think it's the most important.
Because if you can't, if you haven't put on your oxygen mask first, as we like to say, with prioritize yourself, then you don't have time to think about the big life goals. And so prioritize yourself is helping you put on your oxygen mask first so that you can think about other things. And then we help you save time because, hey, who can't use more time, right? We often say that giving our books, which we have a little bouquet of books here, giving our books is like giving the gift of time. And then once you have prioritized yourself and you're saving time, we feel like then you have more bandwidth to think about these big picture goals that maybe you've been backburnering, like going back to school or changing your profession or starting a business. So.
Right. Or just like, even, it doesn't even have to be something super ambitious, but something that just involves you and nobody else. Often, this has definitely been my experience in the past, and the whole reason that Allegra and I really started this whole dealio in the first place is like just things that just have to do with you. If you're a caretaker, and let's be honest, a mom, often everybody else's stuff is more important at any given moment, right? So it's okay to prioritize yourself. And the thing that has been, by the way, an ongoing journey for me, right? It's not like I'm now an expert prioritizer of myself, because I'm not. It's a journey. And it really kind of came to the realization recently, because we've been talking very much about why prioritization is important. Prioritization of oneself is important, because then you're available for others, right? Is the conventional idea. But we've been talking about recently that if you just prioritize yourself, and that in and of itself is enough, right? Full stop, end of sentence. You're important enough to prioritize. And then, great. If there's people around who benefit from that too, excellent, but I think as moms too, we're like, well, okay, I'll take care of myself because then it makes me better at taking care of everybody else. Guess what? You can just take care of yourself because you're worth taking care of.
Absolutely. It is, I if you followed us, if you've listened to our talks before, you know that I'm super into skincare. And I wasn't always the case. I actually did not start wearing sunscreen until I was 40, and I'm 49, soon to be 50. So literally it was until 9 years ago that I started doing skincare more seriously. And part of the reason why, and this is something that, look, I am all for naturally aging. Like I will never, look, you can do whatever you want to do, but I just know that I have certain lines that I just don't want to cross. And so, I'm not into chemicals. I'm not into anything that's invasive. But I will do everything up to that point. Absolutely. And one of the things that I learned, and so I love aging naturally. I am a big fan of aging naturally. But my sister actually is an esthetician. And she, when she taught me that a lot of wrinkles are just dead skin that you have not exfoliated from, because when you're young, your skin apparently just exfoliates itself well. But as you age, for some reason, your dead skin just likes to sit there on your body, on your face, on your arms, on your legs, whatever. And have you ever put cream on and you're like, God, my skin won't moisturize? It's because it's dead skin. You cannot moisturize dead skin. Full stop. You have to exfoliate it away and then you can put on moisture. So, one thing, if you're moisturizing dead skin, you're basically just burning money, which, like, is painful
Nobody
to
likes
me.
that, right?
Right? But secondly, like, when you think about the fact that you might just have like millimeters of dead skin built up on your body that just, need to be sloughed away, I was like, oh my God, I just don't like the idea of like all this dead skin. It's just like, what? Sounds gross, right? And like, have you ever, this is so gross. I love that we're talking about this. Have you ever gone into a hot tub and like you've been in there for like 30 minutes and all of a sudden like you like scratch yourself and there's all this dead skin under your nails? It could
That's
have
dead
come off
skin.
earlier.
You
It just hadn't
had
been loosened, right?
to like you had to cook it off. You had to simmer it off.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, so that was part of my skincare journey because I was like, well, I just don't want dead skin just accumulating on my body. And you know, that it slowly, a little bit by little bit, I would say my skincare routine became full blown about 2 years ago. And then about a year ago, I added in face yoga. So it's even like more. But it has become a really meditative practice for me. When I'm doing my skincare, I'm either listening to a book I want to listen to, or I'm listening to some solfeggio frequencies. And it is very calming for me.
Yeah,
So
I mean, I'm even further behind Allegra. I even when I hit 40, I still wasn't really religiously doing the sunblock, you know. And of course, if we're going to the beach or I'm going for a hike, yeah, sure. But I wasn't like put it on every day religiously every day. And we live in Southern California. I should have been doing it since I was 20, you know what I mean? But so really literally in like the last year, I'm like, okay. This has got to be an everyday thing, even when it's cloudy, even when it seems like you don't need it, even, you know, like that kind of thing. So finally doing that. Yay.
Yeah.
And my
And
skincare
actually,
routine
your
is way
screen,
simpler.
the screens also emit rays that are
Oh,
not
you mean
good for
like are all the devices that we're
all
using?
the devices we're on. You need, yeah. So like if you're like, I'm not even outside a lot and I'm getting these spots, these sunspots, it might be from the radiation from the screens that we're in front of all day long.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's a whole nother thing. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So thinking about that for a hot second, my skincare routine is way, way, way less involved than Allegra's, and it does not feel like a meditative practice, right? It doesn't feel like, and I probably should wait longer in between applications of certain products and wait for them to absorb. But I do not have the patience for that. So the fact that I actually do it at all is amazing. Number one. Number two, it does feel like for like, you know, because I rush through it. I got to be honest. And I'm sure that there's, you know, I'm sure if I really did some research or, you know, people, estheticians would tell me you have to wait. I know that. But I'm just happy it gets on there. And it does feel like, here's the thing, in those few minutes that I'm doing it, it does still feel like a little love letter to myself, right? So it may not be meditative and it may not be a
I love
practice
that,
and
a
it may
love
not be
letter to
that. And
myself.
yeah, it's just a little bit like, you know, I'm like patting something on. I'm like, yeah, all right, girl, you're worth this, right? You know, so it's just like a hot second where like in the morning and at night, and yeah, I don't get too involved and I don't go take too long, but I have to say, I've gotten some good results. It's definitely better. And I think honestly, the sunblock is a huge part of that. Yeah, so it doesn't taking care of yourself doesn't necessarily have to take a ton of time. It doesn't have to be really super involved for it to be effective, right? I just want to say that. And if you want to, heck yeah. You know, I aspire someday to have the patience to be like, and now I will have a met, you know, like I will
And now
self-care.
30
And that's
seconds of meditation.
yeah, or just, you know, right, just spending whatever time you're taking, because I know it's longer than than what I do. You know, but all I'm saying is that there's lots of different ways, right, to go ahead and honor yourself, take care of yourself. And it does feel like a nice little moment for me, right? And I do like waking up because, you know, you take care of your skin the night before, and I wake up and my skin feels and looks great in the morning. You know what I mean? Like you wake up to like a fresh face, you know, and that just feels nice. And then, you know, go ahead and take care of my skin again in the morning. But like, yeah, do it for you. Because you are worth it, because taking care of you is important. And in those moments where you are taking care of yourself, just, you know, just you only need to give a teeny little acknowledgement to yourself of like, hey, I'm doing this for me, you know, and
And it
that's
takes
a
time.
lot.
I've been doing a skincare routine for almost 10 years now, and it's grown a little bit by a little bit as You know, because it's just natural. That's the way you learn, right? It's like you do a little bit and you're seeing some results and maybe you learn a little bit more. And so you're like, oh, I'm going to add this in. And, you know, it just kind of grew organically. But I can tell you now that I've been wearing sunscreen for almost 10 years, now that I've, you know, had a serious skincare routine for a few years now, my skin looks so much healthier than it did 3 years ago. And let me just say that my skin used to be so dry that it literally felt like cracking glass. And, you know, I learned that there's moisturizing and then there's hydrating. And those are two separate steps. Okay. Those are two separate steps. And once I learned that, my skin doesn't feel like that anymore. And you want your skin to not feel cracked and dry because your skin is a barrier between you and all the potential things that can infect you in the outside world. Like we don't, you know, it has a purpose. And if your skin is cracked or damaged, it is not resilient in that way. So look, there's like real health reasons to take care of your skin. And when I say skin, right, you know, I'm talking about all of your skin, not just definitely my face gets more attention also because it's getting a lot more sun exposure, but I do, you know, pay attention to all my skin to make sure it's hydrated because that way it's less prone to infection, which.
Right. It is your body's largest organ. Right. And it's like, you think about the entirety of this organ is exposed to the elements. Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you might take vitamins to take care of your inside and whatnot. Like you got to take care of the outside too, in that respect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So talk to me in 10 years when I've been doing my skincare routine for 10 years and you'll be like, by then it'll be maybe more complicated and I'll have the bandwidth to wait in between steps or whatever.
Well, and it does become meditative. So I was there 5 years ago where I was like, all these steps, blah, blah, blah. But you know, just with a little bit, as you get used to it and as it goes from something you have to do to something you enjoy doing, that changes. And that's just, you know, those are the steps to a lot of the things that Natasha and I talk about are things that ideally you want to develop as a habit because then you don't have to think about it, right? People like who are there are many people, for instance, who track how much water they drink because they want to be more hydrated. But ideally, at some point, you've tracked it for long enough, you've been doing it for long enough that it's a habit. Same thing with like making your bed, which we talk about all the time on this show because it is one of those shocking
keystone habits. Yeah.
And by keystone habit, what the definition of a keystone habit is a habit that has benefits far beyond the obvious ones, like making your bed obviously straightens your room, but it's been shown to give you a boost of confidence, to increase mood, to also increase sleep that evening, because the process of unmaking your bed actually sends a signal to your brain to say, hey, it's time to wind down and get a good night's sleep. So it's a super important habit. So ideally, as you are doing these things, they are becoming habits. And if this sounds like something, if this speaks to you, then you should definitely check out our book, Rock Your Morning, which we are currently talking about rebranding. So
yeah,
Rock Your Morning is, we would say, if you don't know where to start with the books we have, we would say start with Rock Your Morning. And this is all about creating a morning ritual so that you can make self-care a habit for yourself. And all of our books are workbooks. They're super short. They're designed to be done in less than an hour. And they're designed to get you into action mode. You're not just going to hear the theory about creating a morning ritual. You're actually going to go through the process of creating one. And we don't tell you what to put in it. That's completely up to you.
Yeah. And we recently did an interview. We're fortunate enough to get to be regular interviewers on the Nikki Madero show. Check her out. She's amazing. She's really fantastic. She has a five days a week, does a morning show originally in the Bay Area, but now she's available on YouTube. So you can catch it anytime. And we've been fortunate enough to be a guest on her show several times and coming up as well. And she said, well, what should I put in my morning ritual? You know, and Allegra and I said, well, we don't tell you what to put in there because, you know, it's very, very personal. But if we had to tell you, we would tell you, make your bed, make your bed. And if you're already a bed maker, then, you know, the world's your oyster, but you know, that's the thing is that we're giving you a framework, and we're not telling you what to put in there. I have like a holiday season confession to make, right? So if you've been with us, if you've listened to us, and maybe you've gotten our book, Rock Your Holidays, or, you know, heard us talk about it. And it's still a good book to get and give, even though, you know, Christmas is, you know, or the, you know, the end of the year is like, you know, 2 weeks away. Well, the big Christmas is 2 weeks away, and, you know, end of the year is 3 weeks away.
Although it's Egyptian Christmas is January 7th. I just learned recently. So
awesome. So the Gregorian calendar, right, is 3 weeks. The end of it is 3 weeks away. It's still a great book to give because we are big fans of mortaring. like I'm making a wall.
Building a
wall. Anything that you do on the regular, we're very into going ahead and checking in and seeing what worked and see what didn't work. I mean, big companies, corporations do that about projects and events and their
doing
year and so forth.
Post-mortem.
Yes. Excuse me. Thank you for finishing that loop there. Left that tab open. Thanks for closing that. So we're big fans of that. So I just want to say that book still is a great thing to do because you will have just basically finished your holiday season and you will really be able to think about what works and what didn't work. So that being said, on my list of things that I love to do for the holidays is send out holiday cards. Mm-hmm. And initially we were going to go ahead and get family portraits done this year because it's been a minute since we've done them. Budget wise, it didn't really work out for our family. So we didn't do it. And so even though I'd planned, I'm like, oh, we're going to have the photo shoot then and I'll design the cards, blah, blah, blah. The whole designing the cards and sending, you know, getting them printed and everything just got pushed to the back burner. Really, I'm talking about back burnering things. And normally by now I would have definitely had them designed and they'd be in my house and I'd be, you know, addressing them and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that hasn't happened. And I am prioritizing right now other things that now, because we're leaving for a trip and stuff next week and so forth. And getting these cards done has shifted. So what I mean to say is that it's out of like going ahead and taking a look at what a priority is. So this is going to be like the first year that we're not doing holiday cards in the holiday. And my husband and I talked about, I was like, let's just do a New Year's card. And so we're going to do a New Year's card anyway, because it doesn't feel
nice.
We still like to send out to friends. We still love to have that connection. Plus, you know, like sometimes if you're into this whole snail mail thing, you know, if maybe you start not sending cards to people, then they'll start sending them back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like, wait. Anyway, but aside from that, we really do. So we really are interested in, we're going to be sending out New Year's cards instead. And
yeah,
so
that's great.
I want to just encourage you, like, if something feels overwhelming, you know, and for sure, another thing we talk about in that book is like, how would you prioritize it? Is it one, I want it to happen every single year. Two, you know, it's nice, but it doesn't have to. And the third one is three, where it's like, we can skip it. Normally I would prioritize selling out holiday cards as a one, but stuff happens, life happens.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at, you know, restructuring. So I just want to give you permission to let yourself off the hook for things that don't feel, it's starting to feel like a stressful thing, right? It's starting to feel like something that was stressing me out. Like, oh my gosh, I still haven't gotten it done. And da, 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 da. You know, and then I'm getting all these notifications from all the places that I've ordered in the past. I'm like, order today. If you want it by Christmas, it's going to cost you $75 more to expedite that. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. So last night I just told my husband, I was like, we're not doing holiday cards. Maybe we'll do New Year's cards. And that felt like we both were like, yes. Okay, good. You know, so I give you permission to assess, see where you're at. If it's stressing you out, if it's not fun.
Right.
We want to keep fun, right? We want to keep fun. Yeah. Fun. So
that's one of our extra tips in Rock Your Holidays. Keep fun. And this actually goes hand in hand too with the fourth extra tip, which is feel free to edit as you go, right? Like you plan to do it. It was in your plan, but then the plan changed.
And so even though Allegra and I are planning mavens and we're here to help you on your planning journey and we want you to prioritize yourself, save time and achieve your goals, stuff happens and we're not perfect. Right. So,
I actually had a similar thing happen.
Permission to pivot. Yeah. What happened?
Well, so I had a similar thing happen where some friends were planning to come in from out of town. One of my besties, because best friend is a category, not a person, right? It's a category of friendship.
For
I would
sure,
consider
100%.
Natasha in this category as well.
Absolutely. My bestie level is got a bunch of peeps up in there. Mm-hmm.
So one of my besties called in March or April or something and said, my 8-year-old reminded me that when she was eight, my 8-year-old reminded me that when her older brother was eight, he got to go to Los Angeles and go to Disneyland. And she has told me I am ready for this trip. And so I said, absolutely, let's make this trip happen, right? So that was planned back in March. And then maybe 6 weeks before Thanksgiving, I found out that my siblings were going to be coming to town for Thanksgiving. And then the week before Thanksgiving, Natasha had an emergency last minute. My kids were supposed to stay with someone and they can't. And so her kids came and stayed with me. And so
this is ultimate bestie level right there. Where Olivia didn't blink an eye and was like, they can stay with us. And I was like, okay, just want to give her a shout out for that, because that was next level bestie showing up for me in that way. Appreciate it. Go on.
So you dropped off your kiddos the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and then my siblings came literally the day you picked up your kids. My siblings had arrived, mm-hmm. and that was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And mm-hmm. then the Wednesday after Thanksgiving, my friends arrived for Disneyland. So between the Sunday before Thanksgiving and then a week after Thanksgiving, we had all these people.
Mm-hmm.
So 48 hours after my friends left, we were supposed to go see the Nutcracker. And not only were we supposed to go see the Nutcracker, I had organized a group of 98 homeschoolers to go to the Nutcracker. However, my friends who left us to go back to the Midwest, 24 hours after they left us, they said, we've all tested positive for COVID. Yeah. So we took a bunch of tests, and then my daughter has a concert coming up this Sunday, and I have a concert coming up on Monday. And my husband said, you know what? I know we love going to the Nutcracker, but you all have concerts. I just feel like we got off a marathon of house guests, and we were also exposed to COVID. So how about and I was like, but I planned it. Like,
right, right.
However, me planning it really had nothing to do with it. And I was like, well, it should all run smoothly. And I am feeling a little tired. So prioritize our health.
That's so funny. Cause you know, I had in my planner that you were going to the Nutcracker. Cause it was on a Thursday where we normally meet up. Right. So I was like, oh, Allegra won't be around for our typical meeting after this.
Yes.
So when you told me you weren't going, I was like, oh, interesting, because it was in my calendar that you were going. And I know that it's also something that is, you know, something you've been planning and that you planned it for a big group of people. And it's something that you do, if not every year, but you know, often.
Yeah, we enjoy it.
So yeah. So pivot, y'all. It's really take care of yourself. Like, that the health,
your mental health, your physical health is more important than a show.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. 100%. Yeah, good. So, we give you tons of permission.
All the house guests was so much fun and way more important than.
Oh my God. Yeah. My boys had the best time at your place. They really did. They had so much fun. They really did.
Did they tell you they got to do some gardening?
Yes, they told me they got to do some gardening. And it's so funny because, you know, the boys, their job is to feed the dog too. The one feeds them in the morning, one feeds them at night. And we've added like some little like dental powder to the dog's food, you know? And Ethan was like, oh mom. Cause normally we just quite honestly just give him the dry food and he gets like treats that are vitamins later. Right. Uh-huh. So he was like, wow, mom. He's like, we're adding the scoop. He's like, at Allegra's house, there's a lot of steps to do the dog food. And he was telling me all the steps. And he's like, I was like, well, this is only one more step than normal, which is just scooping the food, you know, the dry food in and giving it to the dog, you know? So now we're adding the tooth powder once a day, you know? And he was just like, okay, cool. Like he was, I think he was afraid that it was going to be like your skincare routine.
But you know, but listen, then you learn.
Your dog's very healthy.
She is, but also like there's some things, like there's some ingredients that you just can't, like for instance, vitamin C. Okay. It's great using a product with vitamin C, but if the vitamin C is in the product, it's not going to be as powerful as if it's in a powder form and you add it to the product, because vitamin C is very unstable. You add it to a liquid and it starts degrading.
Immediately so, degrading. Yeah.
Yeah. So like our dog, even though she has salmon in her food, salmon oil, like she doesn't get enough salmon oil. So we have to add it as like a separate squirt. So it's just like sometimes.
Yeah. No, it's great. I mean, I'm just telling you that Ethan for a second was like, oh my goodness, mom, what are you about? Are you about to make this a 7-step dog food process? And I was like, we're just doing the tooth powder thing. Yeah. This is like stuff because I'm pretty good about brushing his teeth, but I'm not as good as I could be. And this is supposedly, so far it seems like it's doing its job where you just add this powder once a day. And it starts to just, you know, these enzymes or whatever break down their plaque and whatnot. So that if you're not like the most dog tooth brushing kind of person on the planet, this is the way to help that.
You know, that's a little's job, the tooth brushing.
Yeah, it's been my job, but maybe I need to pawn it off on my kids is what I need to do.
Maybe you need to empower your children with that responsibility.
Right. AKA pawn it off on them. Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Well, so we're coming to our close. As you may know, we chat every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. We are always happy to answer questions. So if you end up watching the recording wherever you are, feel free to comment and we'll come back and answer them. Our bouquet of books, the paperbacks are available on Amazon. The ebooks are available on most platforms. And two of our ebooks are only 99 cents right now. Actually, 3-2-1 done, which is our most immediate win. Like if you want to learn something quick, this is the one to get. And Rock Your Holidays. Those are both 99 cents as ebooks. So get those. The paperbacks make great stocking stuffers. Yeah. And also,
and if you're hearing us on the podcast, you can always find us over on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook as well. You can take a look at you can comment over on those platforms. If you do have a question, we're always checking back and seeing what people have to say. And if you listen to the podcast, hi.
Yeah. And you can find information on where to get everything at bywdreams.com. And as Natasha mentioned, we are now uploading the audio-only version of these chats as part of our podcast. So go ahead and find our podcast on whatever platform, the Beyond Your Wildest Dreams podcast, although we might be rebranding that at some point too, but follow along.
Our brand, our rebranding journey.
Yes. And as the new year is approaching, we are going to be talking about the power of doing an annual review. So if you want to check in with us on what an annual review is, then check back for our next Thursday chat. And we will be talking about the power of doing an annual review to really help you kickstart your new year and take advantage of, there's something the researchers have titled the new start momentum, which is humans get excited.
It's a legit effect. It's real, you know?
Yeah, the new start effect.
It's real.
Humans get excited about new years, new months, my birthday.
And even if you think you know what an annual review is, or a new year review, or old review, check it out anyway, because we do have some different ways of thinking about things. It's not, you know, there's different ways of thinking about it. There's squishy ways and more hard fact ways. And, you know, it's much more in depth than just, you know, looking at at hard facts. It's a lot. So we have a wide range. It takes a minute, but it's worth it.
Yes. So thanks so much for joining us. We'll see or hear or read you next week.
Bye.
Bye.